Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski and Pella Administrative Services Manager Marcia Slycord join us on today's program to talk about the Pella Police Department's role in severe weather. The Pella Police Department, as a 911 call center and with the amount of officers and emergency crews you dispatch, a lot of work that goes into what you guys do to prepare for severe weather. First of all, we'll talk about the things that people just heard, of course, as a part of the statewide tornado drill, and that's the outdoor warning system. Here in Pella, what do we provide in regards to outdoor warning system, and what's a little bit about how it works and when you do air the siren?
City of Pella has multiple sites throughout the community, and the sirens are activated when Marion County is placed under a tornado warning. That differs in some places throughout the state. However, the policy of the Pella Police Department is that when a tornado warning is issued for Marion County, the sirens are activated.
As a storm unfolds and as you start getting information either through your call center or through other means from citizens or other city employees, what are the things that your officers are looking for immediately, especially if there is some significant damage or significant injuries?
Well, we'll get out into the community and we will look for damaged trees down, any kind of power line. Most of the power in the city, fortunately, is underground. Makes for a very safe situation, but anything that is still above ground or any type of towers or anything else that can be a potential hazard or danger to the public, we want to locate those things as soon as possible. And of course, there's only 24 of us here, but there's 10,000 citizens, so we have eyes and ears everywhere. So we're going to spend the lion's share of our time usually responding to calls for service, reporting problems that are out in the community.
And one of the things we've talked about over the years is reporting damage and when it's appropriate and the most appropriate way to do so. So for listeners who are maybe new to the community or may have damage for the first time coming up this spring or summer, how do they relay that information to you so you can get that to the National Weather Service and to help the public stay safe?
Well, earlier you indicated that Pella Police Department is a 911 center, so give or take a few miles, the 911 calls ring in to the Pella Police Department. So if citizens are wanting to report damage, I would appreciate it if they could use our business administration line. However, if someone is injured, if there's physical injury to someone or there's a car accident or something like that and you need to report injuries, by all means, call 911 and report those accordingly.
What are your officers hoping to hear from either the dispatchers or communication staff that are here or directly from citizens if they are out patrolling?
Well, the two things that will help us the most are location and nature of the problem. Those are the two things we need to give an appropriate response, location obviously being key. One thing we don't want to hear is that people are injured, of course. With storm damage, as I mentioned previously, very, very powerful forces, we'd rather deal with property damage than loss of life or injured persons. And that's why we do what we do with respect to getting the outdoor warning, the indoor warning system, anything we can to get the word out to the community so that they can shelter in place and get into a safe location. Property damage will happen. There's only so much we can do about that. But those are things. They can be replaced. They can be fixed. Loss of life, serious damage, much more difficult to deal with. And we would really like to prevent that, you know, through an abundance of caution.
Well, and that abundance of caution and those open lines of communications for many, many years have included KNIA Care West, a partner of the Pella Police Department for many years in emergency situations. What is the importance in your mind for law enforcement to have a continuous stream of information like we provide? And what is that relationship meant to the department to have that kind of information disseminated?
As I mentioned, it's important for us to get the message out to the community. If we intend to keep people safe, that's what it's going to take. And the best way for us to do that is, number one, through outdoor warning system. But everybody can't hear that siren. That's not intended for those indoors. And there's people maybe on their way into Pella, on the way out of Pella, that are not in a zone where they can hear the outdoor warning siren. And I think the community's well acclimated at this point that they know to turn to KNIA, KRLS, and they will get an immediate update on weather. I know you you have activated your weather team frequently and early on in these situations, and I've found that to be a very effective tool for us.
Once again, that was Chief Robert Bokinski and Marcia Slycord with the Pella Police Department discussing Iowa Severe Weather Awareness Week. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.